First, though, we have something which needs to be put to bed very seriously because somebody's been wronged here.
Yeah, I think a couple of people have been wronged. One guy was really wronged, and that guy is our old pal Norm. And before we get to our very special guest back at the studio, let me tell you how this all came to pass from my end. Yesterday, we go into our show meeting, and you guys can corroborate this. We go into our show meeting around 1:30 or whatever, and Bob Sturm walks into our meeting, as he will do sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
He reaches out his hand to me to shake it, and he says something to the effect of, "Dude, your legend grows more and more every day." And I look at him, and we all kind of look at him. I go, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "Did you not see my picture I posted on Twitter?" Well, as I was walking up to work, I noticed as I was scrolling through Twitter that all these people on Twitter were calling me sorry and couldn't believe I did this to Norm, and I didn't know what they were talking about. I was like, "Whoa, what's happening here?" So then I get the whole story, and the whole story is that Norm, our old pal from 10 to Noon, wrote a book a few years ago called The Greatest Team Ever. What year was that written?
2008.
Okay, thank you, Norm. So, in 2008, Norm gives each one of us, each one of the hosts, and Danny, did he give you one too?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and because Gribble's involved in this too, and the producers, he gave all of us a copy of the book, and he signed each one of them, not signing Norm Hitzkus. He signed a personal note.
A loving note.
Yes, a nice loving note. And the books were, I believe, hand-delivered. I think I got mine, and like he was waiting around for the show to start, and he handed them to us, or maybe we got them at a remote, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, now this is where my sorriness comes in. I get the book. This is at our old place over there off of Maple in Oaklawn. I get the book. I take it back to my desk that I share with Fernando, and my desk is a volcano of junk. And I set it there, and there it probably stayed until we moved.
Four offices.
Yeah, it probably sat at my... It's really embarrassing, I got to be honest with you, but as you guys know...
You're an office slob.
Yeah, I'm the worst. I mean, if I get something, if someone hands me a CD, if someone hands me a book, if someone hands me a note... It's taken to my desk, which, thank God, we don't have desks at the new place. I just throw stuff away now. But if I get something, I immediately would put it on my old desk, and it would just sit there and fester and grow. So I think I did open up the Norm book, and I flipped through a couple of pages. I think I maybe got to, like, page 3 or 4. But other than that, I know it sat there at my desk. So... Somehow, a P1, I guess, was at a half-price books. Now, was he in Frisco or was he in Dallas?
It doesn't matter.
I think I heard he was in Frisco. And saw Norm's book, The Greatest Team Ever. And it's a Dallas Cowboys book. And he thought, oh, this would be a good book to give to my dad. And it was on sale for $1. And he opens up the book, and there...
I want to kill myself now.
...is the signing to me.
Would you like to have Norm read the inscription?
Do you have it in front of you, Norm? I have it here, if you don't.
I have it right here, Cobra.
Okay, go ahead, Norm.
To the Cobra, know how much I appreciate your friendship, the unique abilities that you bring to the job. Now, pal, I hope you enjoy this book and the magic moments from this era. Signed, The Power Bottom. Norm Hitchkus.
Outside of the power bottom.
There's a P.S. too.
P.S. I want to put your colon in me.
Outside of the P.S. and power bottom, that is word for word exactly what he wrote in the book. So
I've had experiences with trannies. I'm still going, I love cocaine.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Norm.
Fleshlight. I've closed this book on my penis before.
God.
Good Lord.
So the guy sees the book, immediately takes a picture of the inscription, and I believe he bought the book for $1. $1.
Which
And this is a huge coffee table. It's a nice
a little
book.
Overpriced. But
what,
yeah.
Which makes me wonder, what price did the guy garner that sold the book?
Well, hang on. We'll get to that. So suddenly I get Bob's, you know, Bob sends the picture on Twitter. The explanation is that I hated the book so much that I took it to have, that I, me, the laziest human being outside of the guy that's in the studio right now.
Hey.
I took it to Half
He's
Price
talking
Books.
About me. Oh.
I took it to Half Price Books to get my 13 cents or whatever it is for it and just kind of threw it at him. Here, take it.
You know hate books.
Here, take. Cobra.
I don't even want your money. Just take this stupid book that's signed to me personally with heart. So here I am getting all this Twitter feedback. People crucifying. How could you do this? And some people were really serious. Like, that is the sorriest thing I've ever seen. First off, now this is no knock on books, but I don't go to Half Price Books. I think I went there one time.
To do this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, to do this.
To make 13 cents.
I think I
Here's
went
Norm's
there.
Norm's penis book.
Take it. I think I went there one time 7 or 8 years ago. I think that we had collected a bunch of books at our old house when we moved, and I took them back up there. Other than that, I've not stepped foot into that place. So,
good sponsor of ours. But
immediately, when I hear Half Price Books, who do I think of? That is right. That is exactly right. And not only do I think of you, I know for a fact that you have scoured the old place before and picked up books
Promo
and CDs.
Promo copies, like preview copies.
And taken them back, and taken them to Half Price Books, right?
No, I actually have not done that.
Come on, dude.
I swear.
I've never known him to do that.
I swear to you. I have made noise about that. I know I've announced in the cubicle area, we really ought to take these books. Because people were throwing them in the trash. And they're fresh mint copies of these books.
Like hardcover editions.
Yes. And somebody, I said somebody needs to take these to Half Price Books because, and it's not for the money.
Well,
you
yeah,
go,
just,
you go just to recycle them because someone may want them.
Right. And someone may need the Norm book.
But your assessment of me was insulting but oddly correct, that I am lazy like you, and I rarely go to actually sell books at Half Price Books.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a beating to do that.
And we're talking that we had at least an Escalade worth of books here.
Yes.
Well, yeah,
I mean, there were tons of them there when we were moving out of that joint.
But I thought for sure that whenever, because I couldn't really place when this book was written, when I lost it, or, you know, or whenever it was taken, I don't know. I just thought for sure that you had a corral of books, that this happened to be in there, that you took the shipment up there, and that you unloaded them.
So Corby did the right thing. He picked up his phone, and he could have dialed me. He had the phone right there. Instead, no, I'm going on Twitter and accusing him. Jerk. God,
well, at least George believed that you were the culprit this morning.
Then George believed it. Well, I think I saw it online that you did it. Yeah, you saw it on Corby's Twitter feed. His fake, stupid Twitter feed.
But the fact that someone would think that I would have the wherewithal to...
I wouldn't put it past you.
Oh, shut up.
I swear to you.
Shut up.
I did not think that you would... that you would actually make the effort to take it down there, but I don't think you had any moral objection to taking it down there.
Okay, maybe.
I don't think there's any question you did it.
Okay, that's fine.
I guarantee you didn't even know that thing was inscribed. I don't think you even cracked that book.
I don't think I did either, because when I saw
God,
this...
God, how sorry.
Equally as
sorry.
I admit, this is insanely sorry of me, because...
But then why are you pissed off at Twitter for calling you sorry?
Well... Because I'm not sorry for that reason.
Sorry for the wrong reason.
Yes, okay, exactly, gotcha. Exactly. Because there, maybe I opened it, maybe I didn't. I don't remember this inscription. I really don't at all. You don't eat. Don't look at me, Mike, like that. You're some moral high ground here. You don't know where this book is.
Got one.
Oh, the hell you!
No, I didn't.
Yes,
I did. I never got one.
Okay, lie.
You can have Corby's.
Or Gribbles. I think Gribbles is for sale at Half Price.
I saw mine today when I left the house. It's in my library.
Your library.
Library. I can see what that is.
It's like, you know what it is?
Copy
it's like
a Blacktail and Norm's book.
All it is like evening up a chair that's sitting in his living room, you know, to make sure that
no,
it's all
it's
level.
Not.
Whatever.
I have a beautiful, luxurious
jugs,
leather,
black tail.
Leather library.
Organized by the Spewy Decimal System.
Smells of rich mahogany.
But I admit it, I am incredibly sorry when it comes to, and I take the Dan McDowell approach. If you loan me a CD or a book,
it's gone.
You're not getting it back.
That's why I'm never loaning you anything ever again.
A DVD?
No.
Don't do it, because I'll lose it. I won't look at it. I won't read it. I won't do anything.
And he won't return it either.
And I won't return it.
I've gotten stuff back from Dan before.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, that's his theory on things, and I make that announcement. When someone hands me something and I got my hand on it, I'm like, look, you're not getting this back. You realize that.
All right, I came up here prepared to defend myself, and now you're saying that I don't have to defend myself, right? Because
I don't think you have to defend yourself. No, the only reason you don't have to defend yourself, and I'm still
leery.
Because
he didn't do it. You did.
Well,
you did this.
Mike, shut up, okay?
Whoa.
I'm still very leery of you.
He's tearing the ticket apart.
Very leery.
Why?
But we did receive this email this morning from this guy.
Do you want me to read it or you read it?
I have it here.
Well, I have it here, too.
Let Gordon read it. He's not getting enough airtime.
Yeah, damn it.
And this email has also been corroborated by the guy who was in charge of cleaning out the area at our old place. Go ahead. You can read this.
Okay. We got this morning, and it was sent to Danny Bayless, me, and Corby Davidson. It's from a guy named Robert Andrews. He writes, I worked for Ticket Promotions. No, it's not his way. I worked for Ticket Promotions from October 2011 to April 2012. I was consistently ignored by all of you, so I don't expect any of you to remember me.
You remember him, Mike?
No.
What has happened to the Ticket?
Such a group of elitists.
It really is.
Just
okay,
rich, powerful
no,
elitists.
No, there's an explanation for why we're so cloistered now, but anyway, that's another topic. I was helping with the big move to Victory, and there were tons of untouched books laying around everywhere. Most were still in the Amazon.com box addressed to Gordon.
Okay, so what
those
does that
are the ones
mean?
I bought. Thank you.
You bought those?
Yes, I bought.
And you just left them
there
up
were,
there?
There were, no, there were books that I would buy, and then I'd never get them shipped. I would have them shipped to work, and then I'd never end up seeing them again. And I don't know whether they weren't delivered to my desk, and so they just got tucked back in promotions or what.
Okay.
Anyway, I was given full authority by Cactus.
Cactus!
Because he can give full authority to anyone.
Yeah, just do it. You have my authority.
I was given full authority by Cactus and some wolf operative to take any books I found to Half Price Books and keep the cash. While I can neither confirm nor deny that Norm's book to Corby was in there, it is possible that I swept off the spent roaches and empty Woodford Reserve bottles. All these are shots at you, Corby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And took the book to Half Price Books. In the end, I took 6 boxes of books to Half Price Books and made enough money to buy a PS3.
Yeah,
stay hard, Robert.
Like, this kid who worked in promotions, this is his coup de grace.
Good for him.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't know. I think that they were all of our books, and we all should have participated in the profits, the proceeds of their sale.
He made, like, $99.
Well, he deserved to make more than the rest of us because he did the work.
Mm-hmm.
But still, he should get a commission, not full price for them.
You know, I know
not the full $99.
I know that there were some books thrown away.
Mean, granted, I make more money than God and don't need it, but still, it's the principle.
And man, you can't imagine after this story surfaced yesterday, I was so mad at you. I was like, why would he go and sell a book and get 13 cents back?
why would I do that?
Yeah, why would he do that? I was yelling at you.
Because if I did do it, it would be to just recycle the books. I mean, half the time I just drop them off. I wouldn't get money from them. I don't know that I've been paid for books in a long time.
Okay.
But all just right. Call me first, Corby.
No. No, that's
you
not
have
the way
my
these
phone
things
number.
No.
This is more fun.
No, this is not the way
you,
these
you
things
cause
work.
Some international local shootout, and I realize it's a contradiction. But you cause the friction between us, and there's no point in that.
You know, whenever we
although
played
Mike still thinks you're the one that did this.
Well, yeah. Whenever we played the prank on Fernando, and that's when my tidal wave of crap on my desk, I mean, it was, if you would have put a peanut on top of it, it's like the princess and the pea, it would have all came crashing down.
What was the prank on Fernando?
Remember one day, it had stacked up above cubicle level, the trash, and so we decided to sweep everything off, like knock it down, the tower down ourselves onto Fernando's side of the desk. Remember
right.
that?
Fernando Mania.
Yes.
He has been nothing but a good desk mate to you, and you You pranked him several times.
Well, my favorite one
was... You're messing with the pictures on his desk.
That was the best, is when we took the picture of his family and sent it back to marketing and had them make all of, like, make a copy of it, but then Photoshop the kids, like, would only have one eye in the middle of his forehead.
One eye or kind of a protruding demon face coming out of one side.
Right. And just put it back, and it lasted like a week before he figured it out.
He figured it out because all his kids looked so crazy, and he figured it out, and he took the picture of my wife, which was buried under the trash. He took it and ripped it up into like 300 pieces.
He ripped up your wife's picture?
Yeah, he did.
All right. Well, I guess he isn't so innocent.
I mean,
oh my God,
it was good retaliation.
It was a beautiful Photoshop
job.
Just
put a hole in it.
But am I sorry? Am I sorry for Norm? I guarantee you, we're all equally sorry. Okay?
You're sorrier.
Well,
you did it.
Maybe so. Maybe so. I didn't read
it. It was to you.
I didn't.
He wanted you to have that book, and you didn't take it home.
I should have taken it home. I should have put it in my backpack and taken it home, but I didn't. And in that, on that front, yes, I am incredibly sorry to Norm for that. But
you
selling it...
You need to apologize to him,
yep.
And you need to apologize to me.
I will not apologize to you, because I still think you're in on this. I still think you're involved. But... I don't think you're involved.
If you're really...
Corby!
If you're really moved by this, Corby, then you should offer to buy the book back from the dude for his whatever price he named.
Well, no, I think...
$13.99.
Yes. I think that he...
And you need to stage a dramatic reading of the entire book, and the P1s can go hear it.
Yeah, at the Granada.
He bought it for $1 for his dad.
How boring would that be?
$1.
Isn't most of it like a picture book?
I heard you say this morning that I was pissed off because Ron St. Angelo, the photographer, didn't sign it as well, so that's why I sold
it. Got rid of it.
Oh, both of them didn't sign it? F this.
Okay, but you know, Bookgate doesn't stop here, Corby. You know that another person up here was given one of these lovingly hand-inscribed books from Norm that he had put his penis in?
Yeah.
And he sold it to Half Price Books himself and has acknowledged that he did this.
And admitted it. And that is, do you have his inscription?
It's exactly like yours.
Because Tom Gribble, yes, Tom Gribble didn't go through any hoops. He admitted that he did it.
I appreciate your friendship and the unique abilities you bring to the job. Hope you enjoy the book.
Sorry.
And the magic moments from this era.
Love, Norm.
Love Norm.
Tom, who is...
He's just trying to be a nice
versatile
guy.
Tom, who is the biggest Eagles fan in the world, he
you
drove
like
that...
ATM?
He drove that straight there.
What was that, Norm?
What?
What was the postscript?
Mm-hmm.
Not me.
And you got
like
a book.
DP.
See, you're...
Did not.
You're sorry because...
Did not.
Dude, Gordon, did Mike not get a book? Is there not a 100% chance that Norm gave him a book and he's...
I would have taken it home and I would still have
He's misplaced it.
No. No, I haven't. If I would have gotten one, I would have taken it home, and I would still have it.
Gotta go.
All right, well, thanks for driving up.
Yes.
I'm glad you defended yourself.
Yeah, I want to be here to look at you guys face-to-face during this.
Thank you.
Miscalculation.
Thank you to Robert Andrews.
Yeah.